Welcome back, everybody, to Finding My Perfect Awkward. And this week, I got to tell you, this has to be the most stylish person I've ever come across. What's going on, Brittany?
Hey, sis. That, what an intro.
Literally. Okay. Listen, I stalked your Instagram. I'm just going to tell you straight out. I stalked your Instagram. I bought a white rug because of you. My color scheme for my apartment is already black, white, and gray, but now all of my accents are white or like black trim. You have inspired me to just change my entire apartment because you, oh my God, I also need advice from you because I can't interior decorate to save my life.
Girl, really? This is the sweetest thing you could have ever said. Here's the thing, okay? I don't know where this obsession became an obsession of, like, aesthetic and stuff, but I think there was a time in my life where I know probably a lot of people probably listening or watching or even you deal with, but anxiety and things like that. Mm-hmm. A lot of peace when things are aesthetically, pleasing to me. So yeah. Especially my space and things like that. So it's like over the last couple of years, I've really worked hard to keep my space the way I feel and the way I want it. And then it's just kind of turned into that's just become like my brand, like a part of me. And it's gotten so bad that I go to Target and like I shop in like aesthetics. Like it's so bad. Like it's something bright pink, girl.
Good. That's kind of good. Well, and if you don't go off the aesthetics, like. Yeah. That's what you like, right? That's what you like.
Yeah. Absolutely.
It inspired me.
I'm so glad. White rug. It won't offend me if you do something else because white rugs are hard, girl. White rugs are hard.
They are, but it's in my room, so I really don't have to necessarily worry about it. But, like, I literally have, I've got a white comforter, which may be a bad idea, but I got a white comforter, a white rug. I'm going to get another white rug for the other side of my bed.
There you
and then
go.
I want a black thing for the end of my bed, like on the foot of my bed.
I'm so proud of you. I'm honored.
Literally, you are my inspiration. However, expect pictures of my living room because you will be decorating it.
And I've always, man, that's become my, but like, I just love designing and things like that. And I was like, who would have thought, man? Like, who would have thought that brings you some sort of joy? But it's just kind of a hobby right now where I just kind of like to freshen up my, kind of turn into like an obsessive type thing where I'm like 3 a.m. It's like a random Tuesday and I'm just like moving my whole room around and I'm like, nope, change it up. But let's go, girl. I'm ready whenever
you. Literally. So I'm going to take both of these down. I'm putting, what I want to do is I want to put a podcast title neon sign on my wall with a pink huge rug, and then instead of a couch it's going to be a human sized beanbag.
Yes. What are those called? What is the brand called of this?
It's
you know what I mean?
Yes. I can't remember it.
I love that, though. I love a neon. Yeah. I want to.
Thank you. They're expensive. Oh. Like, if I go to, like, the popular brands and, like, shop on them, it's, like, $800.
Girl, I know. And then at that point, it's my, just, like, shop local. Support those small businesses at that. Like, give your $800 to those people, you know, and those hardworking business owners and stuff. But
yeah.
That's why. Because I just can't come to the decision to do that, to do a full send of my light. And I'm like, what if it doesn't work? What if in transit, like, it's broken? I don't know. So
I know. But, yes, anyway, you inspired me. And I just want to let you know that I literally bought, I started decorating my apartment inspired by you. I wanted you to know.
Thank you. Pictures are...
Thank you. I appreciate it because I can't interior design for shit. For nothing.
Thank you.
So you're in radio. Like, interior design is like your calling, but you're in radio.
Interior design on the side.
You're in radio. So tell me a little bit about where you are, what's going on, how you got to where you are. Let's start there.
Yes. Okay. So right now I am currently in Denver, Colorado. I have lived in Colorado my whole life, so I am a native. Backing up my journey in radio, I actually am from Colorado Springs, which, if you're not familiar, is about an hour south of Denver. And it's a not a city, but it is my home. I'm actually here right now in my mom's place. So back home every weekend. I just love to come home and just like hang out and just relax. But going off that, so I started in radio actually right out of high school. In high school, I was annoying. I sucked at school. I was loud. I wore Crocs to prom. I was
I hate Crocs, but that's amazing.
I rained on prom, and guess who could sprint? But I have always been a loud individual, situations in that, and I actually did in school. It was like student council. I don't know why I spaced. But student council, and I love student council. I love doing all of the assemblies. I love doing, you know, setting up and decorating for prom and just, you know, doing a lot of the public speaking and all that good stuff. So I was just like, man, like, I really enjoy being in front of people. I really enjoy talking with people. And I really enjoy making people feel good. And I couldn't do anything else. Sucked at history, fucked math. I graduated geometry because they literally felt bad. It was like, we need to move you up. We can't keep you in freshman math anymore. And so I was like, you know what? Like, if I could talk, why not use that skill? Right. So, in high school, I kind of was just like, I kind of wanted to just take the path of like, I don't know, talking, like using my voice, public speaking. And I was like, man, like, it'd always be really cool to do like TV or something like that. But and Springs is a little bit smaller if you grew up here and things like that. It's not as diverse in the way of like big television networks or things like that. So I was like, well, a good place to start would be radio. That would be kind of fun. That'd be cool. So I wrote into the radio station, just the local radio station in the Springs. And I was just like, hey, willing to learn, all that good stuff. Like, you know, just pick me essentially. I will mop the floors, you know, like go on runs, like, I just want to, you know, meet someone and see what's up and see what this journey would even be like. Yeah, and then they got back to me, and they let me shadow for, like, a really long time, and then I kind of did an intern thing where I didn't even get paid, and then I started some promo work, and then I just kind of worked my way up there. But I went to college for about a semester, and I failed miserably, and it was the worst time of my life. And it was a community college here in Colorado, in the Springs, actually. Mm-hmm. Remember, I was in a music class. As I was entering for the radio station, I was failing my music class. And I was like, how is this making sense? I was like, I'm in, like, music. I'm around music. And I'm like, but I'm still in college failing a music class because I can't tell you what pitch this is of a flute. Like, this is crazy. And I was like, what? I'm tired of this bullshit. So I called my mom, and I'm like, I'm walking out and I'm not coming back. And she was like, okay. And my mom's been one of my best friends and stuff, and she's never made me feel like, you know, I've had to follow the path of everybody else, but she wanted me to do something with my time, right? And I was like, I'll figure out something to do with this time, but it's not school, and I'm fucking done with this place. So I walked out, and I never looked back since. Worked really hard at the radio station, kind of made it my everyday thing, and that's kind of where my kind of journey started. So I was quite a youngin', just walking through the halls, not really knowing what was going on, and I had a lot to learn, and I was just lucky that I was taken under the wings of two amazing women, Angela Cortez and Deanna, and showed me the ways, and they were just an awesome boss bitch figure in my life to really essentially help me and show me the ways of things. So I definitely owe it to a lot of women in this industry for getting me where I am. So currently got let go in like November of when COVID started. I don't even know what year it is.
November, is that November 2019 or is that November 2020?
I want to say 2019 because I remember I had gotten let go like right when the pandemic had just started at the radio station, and I was working for iHeart. So I was working for 96 when the Beat in the Springs, and it was right after I just had won Best in the Springs and Best Radio Personality in the Springs and then the station. And I remember it was like a couple weeks after that they let me go, which was like one of those things where you're like, oh, damn, okay. So yeah, crazy. But I remember that the pandemic started. I was depressed, didn't know what to do. And then I was like, well, I just need to move. I just need to move to Denver. It's a bigger city. What can I lose? There's nothing really here for me anymore. So I moved to Denver. Deanna, who actually helped me get into radio back in the Springs, was actually working at the station in Denver where I am right now. And I was just kind of texting in with her and being like, hey, like, let me know if they need any help or anything up there. Like, I've got time, I'm not doing shit. Yeah, she's like, why don't you come on up here and just like introduce yourself, came on up there. And yeah, we just, me and the staff kind of just hit things off, and they're like, you know, if you want to like bring something to the team, let's do it. So I've been there a little less than a year, but yeah, doing my thing in Denver now. And it's a crazy, much more fast paced city, but like I said, I find my home. And yeah, that's kind of a short, I guess, but also long spiel of where I am.
Do you see yourself like ever, like what's next? Like, what do you want to do next? Do you have any goals that you've set? What do you see, what is next for Brittany?
Yes, that's a great question. So what would be next for Brittany? That's always a fun question because I always feel like I know, but then I'm always kind of a person that just kind of likes to go with the flow of things. And I've always kind of realized that the universe just kind of always has something in mind for me, whether I wanted to or not, right?
Yeah.
For me, I love Colorado, and I really have always seen myself here, and I don't, every time I leave, I want to come home, right? And I've never lived somewhere else, so, but like just even vacation and things like that, like the mountains are my home. So I really would like to hopefully have my journey stay here, but also, you know, venture out in some different places of Colorado. But I really enjoy TV and I really enjoy sports. I enjoy like winter sports. Oh. I enjoy like hockey and snowboarding and all that.
You like hockey? So. Wait a second.
I love hockey.
Who's your team?
Okay, well, of course I love the Avs.
Okay.
But with they're doing great right now.
They are, unfortunately.
I'm sorry, y'all, you know, but we're actually taking this one home a little bit, so we got to give them some love. But I love the Kings, which is really funny, though, because
I'm sorry, how did you get to LA?
Listen, I specifically love the Kings. For one player. That's it. Adrian Kempe is the love of my life.
Oh my god. Kempe.
The love of my life.
For fuck's sake.
Baby. I can play for the first time in my entire life against the Avs at home. Uh-huh. And girl, that's all I watched that whole game. We swept their asses 9-2. But man, was I taking videos of Kempe.
That's amazing. Dude.
Yeah, girl. It's not my proudest moment, but I love me some Kempe. So, King, go King.
When I first started watching hockey a few years ago, that's literally all I was looking at. Because I didn't know anything about hockey, obviously. When I first started watching, like, what the hell do I know? But all I know is that, like, Jonathan Marchessault looks hot on the ice. Like, I didn't know.
I don't know.
I didn't know anything.
All of a sudden, that's sexy as hell. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know anything. Right. Now I'm like, oh, yeah, you know, I know the more technical shit and, like, whatever. Yeah, teens, great, yeah. But now, at first, I was like, no, he's hot. Like, that's great. All right, cool. You hit that puck in the goal. Yeah.
Right, hit that dude up against that.
Yeah, exactly. You body slammed him into that glass.
Right. Not my proudest moment, but hey, he knows that I love him. I tag him on Instagram all the time, hoping he'd notice me, even though he has a beauty bombshell woman. But you know what? A girl can dream.
It's fine. It's okay. We all have those players, or people, honestly. We all do. Girl, we all do. But that's cool. Literally. I didn't know you liked hockey.
Yeah, a lot of people don't. I love it. That's probably my favorite sport. Growing up and stuff, like, I had a lot of guy friends, and actually those guy friends are still my really good guy friends to this day. And that's what we did, like, at school, was like, you went to all the hockey games, and like, I watched hockey growing up my whole life, so I've always been like around hockey and stuff, and it's always been a big thing. So I love hockey a ton. I love it a lot. So I love it more than football. But yeah, if I had to choose, it's my number one. Yeah, my number one sport. Same. I'm a winter sports gal, for sure.
Same. Literally, besides hockey, like, I understand football and I understand baseball, but as far as like being a fan, except for hockey, I'm just a go sports girl. Like, I'm like, yeah, go sports. Like, I
hope everybody has fun.
Yes. Did you have fun, though? Good sportsmanship. Yes, you high five them.
Did you have fun? That's what matters. What happens after the game?
It's legitimately, like, it's hockey or bust. I can sit in person at a baseball game or in person at a football game.
See, that's amazing. I can too, but I don't enjoy it.
I can't do it on TV. I can't watch it on TV.
Okay, I do not mess with baseball. Like, I mean, I'll go to a nice Rockies game, but you better bet your ass I'm up and just getting Dippin' Dots. Like, I'm not watching the game. I'm just looking at all the free booths, all the free promos going around. I'm, like, sitting in the Toyota. I'm, like, eating my Dippin' Dots. I'm, like, looking for the tacos. I don't care. But what I love watching, like, football. Sometimes football can get a little boring person for me, but hockey's a lot of fun in person.
So hockey is the shit in person.
Hockey's wild.
Freaking love it, man. It's, and especially when you get a team, like, I'm a VGK fan. I'm from Vegas.
Okay.
So I'm a Knights fan. And that was, like, from the very first game, I knew I was going to be hooked, because it's a show. Like, it's not just a game. No. Like, they all put on a show.
Yeah. Yeah. And there's always something happening. You know what I mean?
Like, and it's fast paced.
There's something to watch. Fast paced. Puck is moving. People are loud. Like, you're always, like, you're bound to have a good time, unless you're just, like, there to not have a good time, right?
Oh my,
like,
gosh.
There's something you'll enjoy about the game.
So the first game I ever watched, oh my God, I can't believe I'm admitting this, but the first game I ever watched, I was a total buzzkill. So my mentor and friend took me to my first hockey game. It was a VGK game, obviously. Yeah. And we're going, and we're there. I had never even seen a game on TV, had never heard of any of the players, had never seen it in person, nothing, ever, nothing. And I'm sitting there and I'm studying it. Like, I'm honed in. Everybody's cheering. Woo! And I'm sitting there analyzing, because I wanted to know. Like, it was a show and I was so mesmerized. I was literally just wanting to know what was going on. So I was analyzing everything. But I literally was just sitting there like this the entire time with my fists under my chin, just analyzing. I didn't really cheer. I did, but, like, I didn't really say anything. I didn't do anything. Yeah. I just watched. And my mentor was like, Kira, you got to stop. Like, you got to do something. You got to cheer. You got to clap. You got to go woohoo. You got to do something.
You know, just stop and join the game.
Right. Like, well, after that, mean? I've been to like 15 or 20 of them at this point, but that was the only time when that happened, because I was like, all right, I don't want to do that ever again. But that was the first time I ever saw a hockey game, and I don't even remember any of it because that's where I learned all the technical shit, but I don't remember shit because I didn't do anything.
Right. I love it. I love it. I love that so much. Have you ever been to a playoff game?
Yes, I've been to a few. And I went to All-Stars. I went to the NHL All-Stars this last season.
That's fun. See, that's a freaking, that, like, you're, like, forced to, like, have a good time and, like,
playoffs. Playoffs. All-Stars, playoffs is too, insane. But mostly playoffs. Especially if it's, like, either the very beginning of playoffs or near the end of playoffs.
Yes, absolutely. Yes. That is, like, a whole game and then some more. It's like one of those sports where you go and like if we get a goal or something, like everybody around you like grabs you, like gives you a high five, like
everybody's you. Your friend.
Everybody's like down and is having a good time, you know. We're all sharing our little like pom-poms and like just getting loud. Like it's a great vibe. Like hockey's a good one too to get into and a good one to learn. It's like once you kind of pick up on it, it's an easy one to kind of like, you know, navigate. I feel like sometimes you get a little too technical and it's just like it's hard to like understand if you're just trying to learn the sport, you know.
Like football. Okay, here's the thing with football. Yeah. I understand the teams. I understand the basics. Field goal, 6-point touchdown with the 1-point whatever, 2-point conversions, whatever. Okay, whatever the fuck.
Yeah.
But then you got the other shit. You got like what the fouls are or like the yardage shit. I don't know. Everything else is foreign to me. I'm like, I don't care. I don't. Yeah. Why are they taking away 5 yards? Where are you taking them from? And like, what does that mean?
Right. If math gets involved, you lose me, man. If we're subtracting and adding, like, I don't know.
Math was your worst subject too, right? You said that. You said that.
Girl. It haunts me every day. It haunts me every day.
It's the fucking worst. Listen, my hat goes off to anybody who can do math. Like, you are special. Like, you are in the best way. You are amazing. Because
I will
math
always rely
is
on you.
Awful. It's awful. I use my calculator now because there's no reason for me to remember anything I learned in math. Addition, calculator. Subtraction, no.
Literally. I count on my hands every day.
Yes. I literally, like, legitimately use my fingers and just do the 1, 2, 3.
The quick taps.
Absolutely not.
Yes,
calculated.
I
haven't gotten higher than I hadn't gotten higher than a C in math since the 7th grade. So 8th through all the way through college. Nothing higher than a C. Nothing. I don't even think higher than a D. Honestly.
I was gonna say, I was like, I never saw average. I never saw average.
I got a C. Listen to this. I got a C on my final exam in pre-calc for one semester, and it made my magnet coordinator, who was in charge of like the program I was in, it made her cry because I got a 70.
You're like, that's how things are really happening. I got a 70 and my teacher cried.
That's how you know. That's how you know she cared too, right? But you know what else they should bring back? And I would trade the Mexican pizza for it. Smothered burrito. In a heartbeat.
No,
I would totally trade the Mexican pizza for a smothered burrito. 100%. 100%. The smothered burrito
was
amazing.
I don't think I've ever had a smothered burrito from Taco Bell. I grew up on Mexican pizzas. I grew up. That's all we ate, dog. All we ate. My mom, Mexican pizza. Mexican pizza. Shut up. Mexican pizza. Here's Mexican pizza. Halloween, not candy. Mexican pizza. I've never had a smothered burrito.
You were, what? You were deprived as a child. You need a smothered burrito. Literally, like, so my dad and I would get them, and I would eat mine, you know, I'd eat all the stuff, the cheese, the sauce, like whatever was left over, all of it, clean the container. My dad would leave his cheese and sauce. And I was like, no, you don't do that. You do not do that a disservice.
No.
I will eat it.
No. You will never get another one ever again.
Literally. Legitimately. Like, he didn't deserve. If you get this, literally, you eat it all.
Literally, that's what. So they never came out with why they took away the Mexican pizza.
I don't understand. They need to explain why they discontinue anything. Like, if something's selling, wouldn't you just want to make more of that product to make more money, not discontinue it?
Right. And the thing about Taco Bell is, I love me my Taco Bell, right? But it's really one of those places where it's like, get the same thing, but 12 different times, right? Where it's like, what? Like, what were you missing that you had to say goodbye to the Mexican? Like, you have all the ingredients because it's on every other thing that I order. So exactly. Why?
There's like, the tortilla shell. There's the meat and the tomatoes and the sauce. Also, they have the Mexican pizza. I'm pretty sure that the sauce is just missing like one or two ingredients that they can make a smothered burrito. I'm just saying that if they bring back the Mexican pizza, I'm pretty sure they can bring back the smothered burrito. It's just the burrito with red sauce.
Not on their bullshit.
I'm doing a petition. This is my official announcement.
Literally, I made a post about that on our radio page, just about the Mexican pizza coming back. And I don't think I've had so much interaction on a post in such a long time.
It's important to people. That
it's like, important it's stuff, news.
It's stuff like that, you know, that brings people together. Who is your first celeb crush?
Zac Efron, easy, girl.
How old are you, can I ask?
25.
Oh my god, you're a year older than me. That's it. You're older? I'm 24. You're literally, I'm 24 in a week.
You're doing such big things.
Like, the way you hold yourself and the energy that you have is, like, 30-year-old energy maturity.
Thank you.
Yeah.
I always just get told I'm always so young. So, people are always just very surprised that I'm at least 25. I'm like, okay, I know. I look like I'm 13. So.
I mean, I haven't met you in person, but, I mean, just your demeanor and, like, how you talk to me, I'm like, she's 30.
Ooh,
yeah.
Badass bitches at a young age.
Look at us go.
So with Zac Efron. Yeah, we grew up in the High School Musical era.
That's why I was asking, because I was like, Zac Efron. Yeah. He has to be my age.
Zac Efron, baby. I had a literal locker. I know this is speed run, but we got to talk about this. I had a locker. I bought it from, like, I don't know, man, like Target or something. And I had a little locker, and it was like, had my little High School Musical stickers on it. And I put all my High School Musical stickers, and I made it like my dream locker. Like my I want all my wishes to happen locker. And I put so many notes being like, man, one day me and Zac Efron are going to run into each other.
And is he even married?
Little locker.
He's not even with somebody.
No!
Is he?
No, but he likes I was going to say something that didn't come out right. I was said he likes real women, but that's not even what I meant to say. I was meaning to say he likes women that are not in the spotlight. Like, he likes women. Like, he's dated women that are, you know, baristas and, you know, on their own grind that are in the public eye. And I'm like,
early 30s.
I think he's got to be early 30s. I know his birthday's in October because my birthday's in October. And I knew every fucking fact about Zac Efron when I was like 12. He was born in something, California.
San Luis Obispo. And he's 34. Obispo.
Yeah, early 30s, yeah.
He's 34. Is he blonde right now? Did he go back blonde?
You know, I don't know. But I kept seeing his brother on my Instagram feed the other day. And I was like, I don't follow Dylan Efron, but I will now. Wait.
That's amazing. Okay.
Sorry, Zac Efron.
Zac Efron.
Speed round.
Amazing. Dynamite answer. What was your first job?
I think I worked at, my very first job was I worked at a lemonade shop.
Oh.
Here in the spring. I think that was my first job.
Look at you.
I was popping around, man. I had a lot of just odd jobs for a really long time.
That's cool, though. No, that's awesome. Hustling at a young age. Yeah.
Yeah.
Most embarrassing moment, for real.
Oh, girl. Okay, listen. I can't pinpoint
embarrassing moment, but I have something embarrassing about me, which will probably help that out. I have IBS very bad.
Me too. Me too. Samesies.
Girl.
Mm-hmm. I understand. Go ahead.
Never been a day where I don't feel like I'm going to shit my pants. Like, mm-hmm. And it's always when I'm commuting. So, like, every time I'm making that hour drive from Denver to Colorado Springs, it's always when it hits me. It's, like, in this town called Larkspur where there's not a rest stop anywhere. And there's been times where I've had to call my mom, and I'm, like, crying. And I'm, like, I'm going to shit my pants. And I, like, have to roll down the windows. I'm going, like, 85 miles an hour. I got shit sweats. And it happens.
I totally understand, though. I have IBS, too. And it
IBS
is...
IBS queen!
Yes! Twinsies. I cut out... I listen though. I cut out dairy and I stopped drinking coffee as much, like by like 98% of the time. And it totally calmed down. It totally just, to the point where I was like crying in pain.
Yes.
Oh, it's awful. And you feel, oh, it's terrible. Yes. And it's disgusting. But like I cut out dairy and coffee and I don't really eat red meat to begin with. Amazing. I'm like, okay, like, I'm sorry, Tommy. I didn't realize that you were going through that for so long. I'm sorry.
Literally. Flex on him then, girl. Literally, I will give you a little secret. I took 4 tums before I hopped on this call. 4. So I wouldn't
4
have
tums?
To
oh, no.
Yeah, so I wouldn't have
literally,
to call.
There's always IBS girls, man. Hashtag IBS girls. There's always a container of tums somewhere in your
girls,
purse,
they get
in your
it,
bag.
They get it.
In your, yeah, in your bathroom, in your bedroom, like everywhere.
Once they get it, get it. That's all I have to say with that. Oh, not a moment. There's always, I guess there's something always happening there.
I feel you. Oh my gosh. I don't think that's, it shouldn't be embarrassing because IBS literally is not a good thing. But
irritable bowel. It never,
irritable,
it, you'll never
irritable
win.
Irritable bowel syndrome.
You'll never win irritable bowel syndrome. You really won't. And you know what's worse is my thing is when we're working like events or like concerts or like festivals and my IBS decides to be a maniac. And it's like, you're going to shit your pants and you're going to have a fear of porta potties because you're scared someone's going to kick it over. Figure it out. And I'm like panicking.
Oh, I didn't even think about porta potties.
Panicking. Panicking. I disintegrate into the floor every time I'm working an event. And they're like, yeah, porta potties are right over there. And I'm like.
Are you sure I can't just go in a bush? Like, show me to the nearest, most private bush.
Please escort me to the nearest alley.
Much better. I didn't even think about porta potties. I don't remember the last time I used a porta potty, to be honest with you.
Girl, I really won't. I won't. I'm like, it's already bad enough I have IBS. You don't want me using a porta potty.
Oh, can you imagine it being tipped over? It's in the movies. Like, you see it in the movies. Oh.
Girl, I think of Jackass every time I see a porta potty.
Yes!
Like, one of these days. Like, someone's going to be drunk and think it's so funny, man. Like, our society's scary. They're going to think it's so funny to just tip this poor little girl that has IBS in the porta potty. And then I won't come back from
don't
that.
Don't do
I
it.
Won't.
Listen.
I won't.
Don't do it. Don't do it. Whoever you are, don't do it.
Right. Just don't do it. Okay. That's illegal. Okay.
Right. 2 more. What song is stuck in your head right now?
Philippathy.
Yes. Do you know the dance?
I mean, some parts of it, right? But like, took a minute to like in a minute, you know. That would be the song that's stuck in my head.
It's stuck in everybody's head, even if they don't want it to be.
It won't leave, and it's not paying any rent, so living rent free in my head all the time.
Amazing. It's a good song. She did good.
Lizzo's doing it right. She's always doing it right.
She is truly a queen. Can you do an impression of anyone or anything, animals included?
Between a dolphin or a goat.
Do both. Wait, what?
It just comes out and then you decide. You know? You ready?
Yep. That's good! Actually, that's
right. Have you seen those TikToks of those goats and they're like, their heads get stuck somewhere and they have to like lift their heads out? They're like stuck in between like a pole and a cement. So they're like throwing themselves around and they like lift them up and they're like, and then they're like, then they just like trot off. That's my inner. Like, I'm like going about my life. I get stuck in between the pole and the cement. Someone helps me out. I scream and then I'm back to what I was doing.
It's a good dolphin.
Oh, yeah.
It sounds like a screaming goat that's in distress.
I am. I'm in distress.
It's a good dolphin, though. I like the dolphin. Thank
you.
That's good.
Thank you.
Oh my gosh, Brittany, you are such a delight, and I appreciate you saying yes and being on at all.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me, and thank you so much for being flexible with life and situations and things like that. But I'm very honored that you wanted me on this with you. So thank you so much.
And where can people find you on social?
Yes. If you want to come follow me in my chaos, you can find me on Instagram at the real B Brooks, B, the letter B. And then same on Facebook. I have a little page at the real B Brooks as well, where you can find me. So I tend to hang out on Insta if you want to see what I'm up to.
Oh my gosh, your Insta
content.
Your Insta is aesthetically pleasing and it looks just like your, like, okay, so I'm not saying that because I'm a stalker. You literally take pictures in front of a mirror. I bought a black mirror today and I placed it in front of my white rug next to my bed because
yes,
you did.
Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. That's what I'm talking about. I love that. If you don't have a white rug, buy one and put your mirror in front of it. It'll change your life.